one is a hexagon.
Oh.
Hexagon has how many sides?
Six. No, it doesn't. Okay, but someone in the comments said you wear a hijab because you're
In 2023, I decided I'm just not going to speak on negative things like...
Men.
Hey guys!
Welcome back
to
another
episode.
Another banger, baby. Calm down.
What episode do you think this is?
Is it like 31?
I know it's a 30, right?
Episode 31.
Okay, episode 31.
Guys, I'm never correct. I'm always wrong, so.
You were right, though.
Oh, guys, it's actually been a while.
Oh my God, it's been like 4 weeks. Yeah, no, longer. You know what's funny? We did 5 weeks of episode pre-recorded and then I flew out and then we did 5 weeks of just fun videos.
Oh, just fun videos. So we haven't actually spoken to them.
Yeah. And we missed a week. So sorry, because we've been consistent. This week we're late as well. Oh, I don't know what happened, guys.
But you know what it is, though? It's consistently on time. Yeah. No, it's inconsistently on time. Do you get it?
Yeah, like we're not missing a month at a time. Yeah. Last year, this time, we were doing like 3 months, 2 months. A month late, we're like, hey, do you get? Yeah.
So, anyways, and also, we are active.
Yes, recording.
And also, as well, we're active on like Insta and all that, so it doesn't really feel like we're away.
The most active we've ever been on Insta.
We are.
Thank you guys for 45,000 followers on Insta. We love you guys. And 48,000 here, period.
Allahumma barik.
Speaking of news, we've got some news for you guys.
I want to tell them at the end.
Oh, no, because they're right here, right?
I know, but it's exciting.
Yeah, I kind of want to tell them now. Just in case you don't stay for
okay, fine.
2v1, sorry, you lose. Anyways, yeah, go ahead then. You tell them. You break the news because you wanted it for the end.
Okay, guys, so who wants to meet us?
No, that's not how.
I'm not media trained.
That's not even what the point of the event is. But carry on.
I'm not media trained.
Okay, guys.
We are holding an event, but it's not an event just for us. So it's not the purpose of it isn't to meet us. If that makes sense. The purpose is to raise money for Syria. Mm-hmm. Now, obviously, we know in recent events the earthquake that actually happened in Turkey and Syria, and right now Turkey and Syria are struggling a lot right now, specifically Syria, because they and that's where
they're not getting the right media, attention, and obviously everyone's lives matter. So we did a Turkey, and
so everyone's lives matters.
Everyone's life does matter, like Turkey and Syria.
Syria's out of medical supplies, medical aid. People, it's harder to reach.
I'm saying
them.
That we're not doing this for Syria because we love Syria.
Yeah.
I keep saying serious. We're not doing this for Syria because we love Syria more or we favoritize Syria. It's because
there's not Syria much aid needs... that's coming into Syria right now. There's a lot of like blockage on the aid from other countries that are going into Syria. So I feel like it's really important to actually give aid to them.
Yeah.
And there's a hospital that we're working with SKT Welfare, and they're actually on the grounds right now, and they're helping in terms of like medical health and just stuff like that. So you just
all
really want to...
equipment, everything. Yeah. Obviously, you know, like because of the earthquake, a lot of hospitals are lacking in equipment and all the things like the resources. So inshallah, we can just provide that. But yeah, that's what the aim of the charity is, and the aim of the event is to raise money for the charity, but the event... is going to be next Friday. Yeah. So this is probably coming out tomorrow.
Yeah. Insert poster. And basically we are doing a live podcast event.
I'm scared.
And it's also a gays night. It's gonna be so exciting, guys. We're literally just gonna have so much fun. It is girls only, but if you are in London, please come down. It's gonna be in Queen Mary University.
Yeah.
So
all the details are on the poster. Like anything that you need is on the poster. And on Instagram, we're very active. Just message us if you have any questions. If you don't have Instagram, put in the comments.
Yeah.
So we're gonna be very active in the comments. The link is going to be in the comments. No, it will be in the description. And the tickets are £10.
Yeah, if you don't live in London, but you still want to donate, if you go to our Instagram page, you can click the link and donate there. So sorry if you can't make it, but it is in London.
There'll be a link in the description as well, because we have a link as well.
We're just going to put it in the description.
I was going to say something. An exciting thing for the YouTubers, for everyone that watches YouTube that's abroad in the US, Canada, I know they're the main viewers, and anywhere else. We're most likely, 90%, not 100% sure, going to be live on YouTube as well at the same time.
No, 100% sure, because I will push for it. I really want to do that.
Just in case of technical difficulties, no. I don't want to say
100%. We are planning
to live stream on the day.
So basically, for those that can't attend it, you are able to watch it as if you're there. And then for those that are going to be there, you're going to be there.
What's the date?
24th.
Yeah.
Shop. Of February.
24th around 8 PM GMT. No.
7 PM.
No, the event starts at 7.
Yeah, we're live streaming the whole thing.
Oh,
yeah, yeah. So they're gonna see the whole thing. Unless you guys just want the podcast.
GMT.
No, I feel like people will want to see that the fun side as well. I feel like for the fun video viewers and for the podcast viewers, we have everything for you. Do you get it?
The live stream would just be of the podcast then, because it wouldn't make sense for the games night.
Yeah, she's right.
Around 8:30, 9 PM, inshallah.
Inshallah.
For those that come in, there's gonna be a bake sale there. There's gonna be we're gonna be serving tea, Minty. Cupcakes, snacks, and then there's also going to be a bucket for donations if you want to bring any spare change. And yeah, that's it.
Should be lit. Cool. I had something she wanted to share.
Guys, I found out something funny today.
Oh yeah.
Like, I found out.
Nah, I need a debrief because I don't know what it is. It's going to get deep.
Okay, guys, basically, I took both of these guys' phones.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I was like, guys, let me use the phones for a second. Like, I just want to see something. And then I went on to a cute app called Uber, and I wanted to see What's going on Uber? Like, what have you not been doing on Uber, innit? Because I found out something so funny. I clocked, don't worry. Anyway, I found out that the drivers can rate to you.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, you
and
know
I
that?
I didn't know that. And I literally do you.
Yeah,
oh, that's boring. Anyway, Aisha.
I don't know my rating.
Anyway, I found out.
Comments?
Huh? No, they don't leave comments. But they rate customer. You. So basically, what I did was I basically took all of us. You already know yours. I took all of us and I wanted to compare because it's just so funny.
I don't use Uber a lot, so mine is.
I feel like I'm very friendly with my drivers. Like, I ask them
really?
About their day.
Well, I'll let you know.
No way, if they're rating me low, I'm offended. Think so?
Okay, basically, I saw a video.
You know what? I've got to put it out there. I use my Uber for my whole family.
Okay,
like, my brothers use it, my mum uses
it. That makes sense.
The excuses have started rolling.
That makes sense.
They were lying to that load.
That makes sense. Anyway, basically, I found out online because another creator, I don't, I put their name, so if you find their name, put it in the atala. Another creator basically said that almost everyone has at least three. Almost everybody has at least three.
Please do not tell me. I just wanted to do three.
At least three one stars. Yeah.
Three one stars.
Yeah. What? As in everyone
as
has
in
like,
three stars out of five.
Oh,
no.
As in at least three.
As in three
reviews.
One stars. As in like oh, one star, three, two star, oh. three star, four star. Five. Yeah.
Okay.
So let me go find Aisha's because her one was actually bad.
Okay, start with us.
Okay. Yeah. I start with us because I was okay. So obviously, Dua doesn't use Uber, and it shows. I feel like you use Bolt more, innit?
No, I don't use
it at all.
A lot.
Yeah, yeah. So she basically had 0 1 stars, which was shocking to me.
Ooh. What do you mean? Why is that shocking?
It's just because everyone always has at least three like one stars. Do you get it?
I go to them on time. I'm very friendly in the car.
So do I. I go on time. I chat to them as well.
Yeah.
I give them. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? But some people just don't like that. Anyway, you have
stars,
4 2 stars.
Okay.
You have two, three stars.
That's not what I saw, so this is interesting.
Really?
Yeah, I just saw the one on the app.
Oh, I see. Yeah, 2 3 stars, 3 4 stars, and then 58 5 stars.
Way, 58. So I do take Uber a lot.
You basically have like 90 trips apparently, but I think some just weren't like rated because they're 90 trips. Okay, now on to mine.
90 is not a lot, you know.
Yeah, 90 is not that much.
Mine is
how
funny.
Many trips have you done?
I have like 100 and something. I'm not gonna lie.
Why are y'all drivers rating me low?
Okay, let me go on to my one. Okay, so apparently I've got 3 1 stars, guys. I go in the vehicle. I sit. I have my headphones in and I leave.
Oh my god!
So do I. I go on time. I chat them as well.
Yeah. Can I say something though?
What?
There was times where I used to rate Ubers 1 star by accident because I used to think that you'd have to click each star. And if they're old, like if this was burned back when it first came out, I thought you had to click. Like for example, if you're rating someone 5 star, you had to click all
Babe,
five.
They don't like you.
No, I have 0 5 stars.
As in you have 2 1 star.
I know, but I'm
2 2 stars.
I'm trying to back you. So
oh, it's just backing me.
I'm not even gonna finish. What I was gonna say, but yeah.
No, but I didn't do that though. Nothing so like. They actually don't like me. You get it? Because
no,
I didn't
idiot.
Do that.
I'm saying that from their perspective, they might have tried to click 5, but they were starting at 1, so they might click 1.
I hear it.
But I take it back.
Anyway, basically, all in all, I've got 3 1 stars and I've got 119 5 stars.
Ooh, that's a lot as of viewers.
As you should.
What's funny? You know what's funny? Hold on.
What?
Wait, how many?
When I be booking for? Ubers, they're all getting in them with me.
Nah.
So the rating.
You know
is
what? Actually, no. I did think that as well. I can't lie.
What do you mean that's a lie?
No, it's not a lie. It's not a lie.
Say what lie?
In my head, I was like, obviously not all of them, but a lot of them.
I could say 50 of them.
That's a big stretch. That means
every
all
time
of the
I get in an Uber, it's because I'm doing long distance with you lot. Yeah. Otherwise, I get a bus or train.
100%. Same as me as well, I can't lie.
So why is yours good and hers bad?
I don't know.
Mine is shared. Because
hers is shared.
So you're saying the ones that aren't. Okay, fair enough.
I did deep it and I said to myself, 119 trips. And I was like, wait a minute, we've gone on a lot of trips like together. And like, I'll book it, for example, or she'll book it or you'll book it.
Yeah, I always use my Ubers only when we're all together. Mine's all 5 stars, so what's your point?
Yeah, but you rarely book the Ubers.
I do.
Unless it's like from this room.
The girls are fighting.
No.
I'd never see you book Ubers.
she's upset for what's coming.
You got a lot of jokes.
So I think I should took about like 250 trips or something.
Yeah, make that make sense.
I can't
sense.
Lie, that does make sense because I actually don't go out.
I literally don't
have to go out.
Nah, you're always in Ubers. 100 more trips than her. Come on now.
You're always in Ubers.
Nah, only when I make long distance, that's like twice or three times.
And I sit Uber to work as well, or Bolt to be fair. Yeah. Anyway, Aisha has...
I do three now, Will.
Guys, Aisha has 17 one stars.
Does it leave like reviews?
No.
I want them to know what we done.
Why is it we?
No.
You look like
me. No. Just ask like, how can you have 17 one star? As in the
17 is a lot.
That driver literally said, you know, like he made the conscious effort to say, you know what?
Nah, racism. Sorry. Nah, racism. Sorry.
That's actually deep. I'm actually sorry about that.
Wait, 17 is ridiculous.
Oh, 196 5 stars.
Oh.
So the ratio is there.
It's fair, yeah.
Which is fair.
But you think about all the trips I've taken. Yeah. I've taken 100 more trips than
I'm so surprised I've got 0-1 stars.
Shut up, you took 50 trips.
Is it?
That's why.
I took 96, like you said.
Yeah, and
are you mad?
Yeah, and I took twice as much. You took 3 times as more.
You took 119, which is...
Oh, I lied about that. I took 190. I got confused. Sorry about that, love.
Okay, you doubled it, but you still had triple the amount of stars.
No, I had 3 stars.
Exactly.
Why are we complaining like these even my nose?
I had 3 more 1-stars in her and doubled
the trip.
I'm so respectful with
Ubers and you're not. I'm joking.
Anyway, guys, quite
have
funny.
You not seen that thing in America where there's Ubers that drive themselves? Like there's no driver in the front.
As in a Tesla?
Yeah, basically like a Tesla, but it's like modern cars.
Hmm.
I would never get in there.
There's no one in the front, guys. It looks so scary. Like there's literally no one in the front, and you're just sat there.
I would never take that. There's no way I'm taking that.
Happily walk
for the
4 hours.
Nah, for that car to take me to a different destination.
If they tell you it's £2 each trip. You're taking it, bro.
I'm jumping.
I knew it.
I'm hopping in.
You're taking it if it's dirt cheap.
I'm taking it to my corner shop. I'm not joking.
Where's your corner shop, Tesco?
Yeah.
Oh, I clocked your corner shop is actually Tesco.
Your
corner shop is Tesco.
I can't lie, my actual address is going on this podcast right now. Relax.
Do you know how many Tescos exist in the UK?
You thought you were making...
How many are there? And how many times have you said it in the podcast?
No, now you baited it.
Come on now. No, I said how many times have you said it in the podcast? How many times is there? No, because she's editing, so she's actually going to cut it out.
Of course I will. Can't be looking at that one, babe.
Yeah, but I'll actually take it to Tesco, guys. I'm not joking. £2.
Yeah.
Big shopping. Must have thought.
You know, I was looking at the other day and I was like, lol, we're funny. Anyways, you know how we were on the HK podcast and we said our icks, yeah? We were like, if man leave Tesco.
Oh, well, I back myself. Yes.
In 2023, I decided...
I reevaluated my choices.
I know about to say it, and I don't agree.
What is it?
I said that for comedic effect.
We're here for the men.
Nah.
What?
In 2023, I decided I'm just not going to speak on negative things like...
Men.
Yes.
Nah, like,
yes. I agree.
Like, men. I'm just not going to give it light, you know? Like, just like the silly things.
Men don't deserve.
What's your 2023 resolutions? Because I actually have a few.
I don't have any. I don't think I have any.
I really want to... Like, what's the word? Like, not chatting in terms of, like, gossiping. Because we don't want to gossip. But, like,
as in, you don't want to waffle?
You don't want to swear?
That is one, but that's separate. Like,
you don't want
to
waffle?
Explain it. Like, you know, you just...
Negative speech.
You don't want to talk? But you said it's not chatting, but it's... Wait, what?
No, like, not gossiping, chatting like that.
Oh.
As in, like, just chatting Like, just chatting.
As in, just giving, like...
Like, just chatting for the sake of chatting.
She's basically saying, like, you know how on this podcast, bear, like, we just, like, get onto people.
Yeah, yeah. That I want to just take, like, why
not? For community purposes.
That's funny, man.
It can be funny in other
ways. Shout out to the people with eczema and asthma.
No! I mean, yeah, shout out to them.
Shout them out.
Yeah, shout out to
you. Shout them out. Because that, you're childish, huh?
Nah, man. I hope you lot, when you watch our stuff, you understand the comedic effect. Exactly, because many people don't. Many. Unfortunately, it goes over their head. Exactly. There's only one type of people.
Guys, Aisha can say it because she has eczema, she's got asthma. Do you get it? Like, that's why Aisha can say it. Do you know what I mean? So don't come for her, because come on now. Come for me, because I don't have any.
Okay, but someone in the comments said you wear a hijab because you're bald. You're bald.
God told her.
That is Jay. Yeah, God told me not to reveal your secrets. Oh, that's like, Jay, you're lucky. Anyway,
you lot, in next episode, yeah, wave check. Don't watch that.
Take off now if you're really a boy. Why they gotta wait?
Okay.
For you to buy a wig.
I shall edit it, like.
No. Nah, but guys, why is this episode so random? We're meant to come back with something, like substance.
We came back with an event.
Okay. I hate so tea for you lot.
Huh?
What'd you say? We didn't hear you.
We didn't hear you. What'd you say?
Why are you so guilty all the time?
To be fair, though. Nah, I know what you're going to do. You're moist. You thought I was that guy.
Just to spud her. That's why I do it.
Quite like, you know what? This year, I want to do more production stuff. Like, I love
that's not up to you. Why would you shut down her dreams like that?
Why would you do that then?
You literally took a gun and you put a bullet through her dream.
Why would you do that
no,
then?
No, because I have the same dream. Okay, so and it ain't up to me.
I have a dream.
I'm Martin Luther King now, but for real, I want to do more production stuff. Like, even if it's not on my channel, like, just let me be a guest on your production show. Like, I just want to come somewhere and be recorded without
E4
having to
shout her.
Nah, actually, I'm going to shout. What am I going to do on E4? She grabbed the shoulder. That's a new one. Wait, what am I assuming John Evil? I'm talking about like...
You're the one person who said stop doing this.
Oh, yeah.
Why are you doing it? No, but I'm not going to lie. Dua has a fat, fat point. We really want to do production. Like, I actually want... Do you know what? As scary as it is, I don't want to be in control of the camera.
I don't want to be in control of the edit. Yeah. I don't want to be in control of the camera.
As scary as
I don't want to think, oh, this is my good side. Let me...
Yeah.
I just want to let go and just have fun and just watch the video later and be like, ha ha! And that's it. Go about the day.
Facts.
Instead of sitting there, Aisha sending it, I'm saying, nah, take that bit out because that's a bit ugly of me. Or Almuna, what...
Yeah, facts.
Because
I feel like I don't want a choice.
I'm
She told me that it's hard as that'll be edit.
Wait, so you're telling me if you let a production team be in charge of it, you wouldn't be angry at any of the edits?
No, I would 100% be angry.
I don't want to.
I'll be angry, but I have
anymore.
To firm it.
Yeah,
I want to be able to firm it.
Yes.
I have to let go of my insecurities. I have to firm it.
I
want
to be able to sit on this side of the cameras there and guess what? I don't care.
Wait, that didn't hit. 2023. Let go of insecurities, have control of the camera, and I have to firm it. That's it. Yeah, that's the only way that I'm going to get through it.
How am I ever not going to be secure?
That's cute that you're at that stage in your life.
I'm not, but I need to force myself. You know, like, there's a box, it's called your comfort zone. I need to get out of it. I need to jump, G, because right now I'm walking now, but, like, keep getting stopped.
Right now, I'm in there, and I keep hitting it. I have to actually break free.
My one is a hexagon.
Oh.
Hexagon has how many sides?
Six.
No, it doesn't.
A pinky zoom in surface.
Yeah, it has six. A hexagon has six.
Oh my god.
Just leave my point, man.
A hexagon has six. And what are you doing?
Why are we talking about shapes? I am a shape.
Let her land with her hexagon point, man. Come on.
Okay, so I'm a hexagon.
Okay, here's your hexagon. Now just do what
corners.
You have to do.
And I tried to leave this hexagon, which is my comfort zone.
Yeah.
But there's so many corners that I'm like... And then by the time I conquer this corner, I'm like, woo, can finally, another corner.
I know what, okay, look, here's
but
the corner.
The corners don't look the same, so you think you're new, is there
so
a new corner?
I go to another corner,
no,
and I'm like,
the same
I know this
it's not.
Can you let me land?
In a regular hexagon, doesn't look the
I'm
same.
I'm in the sky,
No, you're not seeing the box.
He froze down below, I need to land. the corner is not the same as the other corner. So I...
It is not the same. Like,
just shush.
Then say it in a regular hexagon. They have irregular corners.
Oh my God, you're a nerd. Actually, you're going to just like went with the flow.
I'm a nerd.
I see nerd.
She's looking at her reflection. Anyway, we have 5 minutes, guys. This is not good. And we've given them literally nothing.
We gave them an event.
Oh my God.
We gave them an event.
Don't put that tongue back in.
No, but honestly, guys, we actually, as much as it's obviously for charity and stuff like that, we also want to meet you guys. You know what I mean? So, come through.
I'm so excited that it's girls only. It's like one of the best selling points. If I was a girl, that would be the best selling point. Like, facts. What? I can come to an all girls event?
As in, there's going to be no random. What? I'm not on her job.
I'm so excited. Not basically, guys. As I was saying this point, I was thinking on the next point. Basically, guys, go follow us on Instagram. Secondly, follow us on Snapchat. Follow us on Snapchat. Thirdly.
No, guys, we need to be active on Snapchat. Sorry. That's the funniest of facts. Carry on. No one's paying me. No, it's true.
No, because I've done the same thing she did to me.
Wait, what?
She crushed my dream and I crushed yours.
No, but it's true. No one's paying me to be saying, add me on Snapchat.
I mean, no one's paying us on Instagram. Look how active you are there. No one's paying us on YouTube except for YouTube.
YouTube's actually paying us there.
YouTube. You know, I'm even kind of last these days.
I came to the Brits.
Aisha,
Aisha,
what? Wait, Aisha, what?
Let's say Aisha.
I want to say a point about you, but what? You say yours first.
Yeah, what about me?
Aisha wants to go to this football match. That's her dream right now. So try and get us there.
What football match?
I can't like Aisha. Why are we... Wait, Aisha, off camera, because all the men in the comments are going to be weirdos.
What were you going to say now? You're going to forget.
Oh!
Wait, so what were they playing yesterday that you were so excited
about?
What were you playing yesterday?
Oh, that was Arsenal Man City, yeah.
Oh my God, the time is...
It's Arsenal Man City.
Quickly then.
Quickly,
is that not part of the Champions League though?
No, that's Premier League.
No, that's Premier League, yeah.
Oh, you let...
No, but Champions League...
Anyways, enough about that. She wanted to go to the Brits, guys, because she saw underrated Derby there. She thought, yeah, I'm going to be there too.
Yeah. I want to be invited to things like this. Don't you?
Opinion, but if I got invited to the Brits, I probably wouldn't go.
Don't you?
Really?
Like, I don't really
No, but I'm not gonna lie to you. It's not because it's the Brits. Like, I don't care for the actual event in itself, but just to be invited to something like that. You get it? Like, I don't care. You're not understanding.
Yeah, but
I just wanted to go to Chris Brown.
What? Nah. Why are we doing that, though?
Because you're doing that.
Because you're taking a job for Justin Bieber. Moon was gonna wear Batty Rogers for JB. He doesn't know her.
Okay. Well, you said Muna and Dua, so why?
The Dua as well. Dua was going to wear a bra. Dua was going to wear a bra if he sang Our World album fully acoustic.
It's actually My World and My World 2.0. Anyway.
It's Our World.
It's My World.
Well, with me in it, it's ours. Thank you.
So it's actually you putting on Batty Riders. Anyway, guys, we need to go.
What? Why?
Sorry, it's one minute left.
We do need to go.
That's so sad.
I know. Sorry, guys. It's been your boy Dua.
No, I'm just going to live life on the edge and I'm going to speak to you guys for a little bit. So,
It's been your boy Dua.
JK.
It's been your boy Aisha.
You got 30 seconds to say what you want to say.
I can't lie. The next episode is going to be live, so make sure you tune in. And it's been your boy Aisha.
You might be cheeky and put a little fun video in between that, but that's only if you guys are lucky.
Sorry that this was such a quick one, guys.
That's
never happening. But we will be back with more. Much better
episodes.
Say
it's been your boy Muna.
Why not? Oh yeah, it's been your boy Muna. Bye. Donate the link in our bio and inshallah come to the event if you are in London.
Spotify users, I love you. And Apple users, we love you as well.
Oh my God, fun new feature on Spotify. You can actually watch this video and the full audio both at the same time on Spotify. Download Spotify today.
They're not paying you.
And follow Diary Room. And subscribe. And like. And comment. And leave everything nice in the comments. Pepper. Still going. I could have gave you like a whole story time in this time. Basically, guys, the other day, I can't let something mad happen.